Good day, podcast audience. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, here comes the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast again. Hey, listen, today, right to the point, let's talk about holiday scheduling. And I want to define who I'm talking about, and I'm talking about unions at the local level and below. And let me qualify that statement by saying I don't discuss issues at the national level because I got to tell you, to me, our national level is all over it. They hand down arbitrations, decisions that local levels just seem not to want to enforce. So when I talk, I only talk from a local level down because I feel that the local level has the tools, equipment, language to do a job, but they just refuse to do it consistently and properly. So let's talk holiday schedule. Martin Luther King Day, very important man, very important legacy. And we as postal employees just celebrate the holiday, but we really don't enforce what the legacy was about. Justice and equality for everybody. Well, we're going to micro that and bring that down to justice equality to postal employees as per their agreed upon contract. Now, everybody knows in the postal services right now, mail volume is light. I don't know if people are just not mailing mail in quantities as they used to. I don't know if mail is being transferred to facilities that do not have postal employees working there to work the mail. See, I don't know that, but I do know mail volume is light. So we go into a holiday. And before we touch that holiday, I got to just tell you something. You have to understand what your holidays are. You have to understand what makes you eligible to get holiday pay, and then we'll move on. First thing I want to say to you is, now, as per your contract, there are currently 11 paid holidays for the mail handlers, and those holidays are New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, Washington's birthday, Memorial Day, Juneteenth has been recently added, Independence Day, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Now, to make a long story short, MHAs, you are entitled to the exact same holidays as regulars, with the exception of these four. And the four will be Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, Washington's birthday, Columbus Day, and Veterans Day. Every other holiday, you are entitled to the same benefits as a regular full-time employee. For holiday pay, listen to me very carefully, folks, because I see the craziest of situations being forced on employees, and it's just what I call straight managerial harassment. Mail handlers, go to your contract, section 11.2, and I'm talking article 11. Very simple, two sentences. I'm sorry, one long sentence. And it simply tells you, to be eligible for holiday pay, an employee must be in a pay status the last hour of the employee's scheduled workday prior to, or, and it's an option here, the first hour of the employee's scheduled workday after the holiday. Now, let me just take a moment and tell you what a pay status is. Sick leave, that's a pay status. Annual leave, that's a pay status. Wounded warrior leave. See, all these are pay statuses. But you've been convinced that if you're not physically at work for work hours, management plays games with your holiday pay. Go to your contract, read it, and then hold them accountable. When we continue with the holiday scheduling, again, I made a point to emphasize how low the mail volume is. When we talk about holiday scheduling, there's a pecking order on how to schedule employees for holidays. Now, before we go into the contract, let me just say to you, because mail volume is light, And apparently postal management lacks the managerial skill set to manage light mail. You bring everybody in and you disregard the contract. You bring MHAs in, you force regulars in. And again, we're going to go to the contract. But when you do these actions, postal management, there is a penalty that you're required to pay. But unfortunately, and I can only speak where I work, that penalty isn't being enforced. It's not being enforced. In fact, your union is being lullabied into thinking that, well, we just let people go home because mail volume was light. Well, on one hand, that's awesome if you go by the pecking order. But on the other hand, that does not relieve you of your contractual liability for payment and proper scheduling for those mail handlers affected. Let's go to the contract. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and I'm on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Please tune in on Friday for the second part of how management just refuses to holiday schedule properly and what union members should do to be monetarily compensated for management's inability to be in compliance.